Hi, I'm Andrew, an entrepreneur and a computer science student.
Hi, I'm Raveen, a psychology major student.
And you're now listening to the Ink Thoughts podcast, where we ponder and talk about incongruous thoughts ranging from our daily life to the human mind.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Ink Thoughts podcast. So yeah, this morning I actually went to the university to join a photo shoot. Yeah, it was quite a special experience for me. Yeah, I've never really done something like this. Yeah, and we're actually shooting some photos and some videos for the use of the university. Yeah, they probably put into like online prospectus or something like this. Yeah, so it was quite fun. Yeah, and yeah, that's basically about it. Yeah, so that's how I spent my whole morning doing. Yeah, so after coming back, I'm just resting a bit. Yeah, you know, although you're not actively doing a lot, but still it kind of drained your energy afterwards, and especially under the sun right now. Yeah, so that's basically about my updates, I'll say. Yeah, other than that, yeah, I'm just quite looking forward to tomorrow, because the day after tomorrow, because Andrew and I are going to Lake District. Yeah, so yeah, hopefully it will turn out being very fun. Yeah, other than that, let's head into today's topic. Yeah, so last month I did an episode on talking about my mom. Yeah, in conjunction with Mother's Day, and so now I'll be fair, I'll do one for Father's. Yeah, so yeah, so Father's Day is coming up, and so this episode will release one day before Father's Day. Yeah, so let's talk about my dad then. Yeah, so my dad is someone that actually looks very serious if he doesn't smile. Yeah, I remember when I was younger, my friend came to my house and they told me like they're quite afraid of my dad, which is kind of funny to me when I hear that, but still, yeah, you can imagine how he looked like. And because that time he didn't really have much interaction with my friend, he just sit there and do his stuff. I guess that's why they find him to be a bit fierce. Yeah, and so other than that, I don't know, since young, I knew he has certain expectation on me, although I won't say it's like super high or what, and he don't really restrict me in doing stuff. But still, I guess another factor is that I'm those like good girl since young, so I pretty much don't really have anything that will make him angry at me or stuff like this. Yeah, so but of course I know that he has expectation on my academic results as well. So but because I do have expectation on myself, and so I don't really, most of the time I did get at least above average result. Yeah, which is kind of satisfactory for me. But I remember because of that, he was angry at me just for twice, I'll say, when I was 5 years old. Like, yeah, I don't really know what happened, like my result just suddenly dropped. Yeah, other than that, it was when I was 16. Yeah, at that time, yeah, I basically couldn't really adapt well into those like different exams matters at, yeah, those format and stuff like this. And so in the end, I didn't really get a good result. Yeah, it actually makes me feel very embarrassed and sad that time as well. But still, anyways, those are past. Yeah, let the bygones be bygones. Yeah. So anyway, I'll say he's still someone that I very much look up to. Yeah, he comes from a family that is very poor in the past. Yeah, I remember after this, all of the stories are what he and my mom shared with me, and also my grandma. Yeah, when I was younger. So yeah, I remember what I was told is that my grandma told him to start working and don't continue studying after he finished high school. But I don't know if he's being rebellious or some or what. Yeah, so he didn't want to. So he told my grandma, well, I know you can't afford for my tuition fee, and so I'll work and save the money myself. So yeah, then he went to Singapore and work in the factory, if I'm not wrong, for 2 years to save himself enough money to go to university. Yeah, so after 2 years of working in Singapore, then he came back and applied for university. He used to dream of becoming a lawyer, but that didn't happen because last time he was applying to those public university, and so you don't really have much choices. You just put in your choices, and basically what they give you is what you got in the end. So at the end, he didn't get into those law school, and he actually did mass communication and minor in psychology. Yeah, so then he started going to university, and he was the only one that went to university among his siblings. Yeah, and at that time it was quite funny, like when he told me, like he also, other than him himself, wanted to go into university because there's this cousin of his that went to university before him. So the whole what's that called, okay, kampong was so excited about that and kept on telling all those good stuff about him and stuff, and so he wanted to prove that he can do it as well. It's not the cousin, his cousin is not the only one that can do it. And so in the end, yeah, he did it. But still, so he went to university, and the thing that I got from this story is like, I admire his determination in trying to achieve whatever he wants, although it requires a lot of hard work and determination. Yeah, and apart from this, I find it quite interesting. Another thing, yeah, is that he's actually quite a banana man, because since young he went to English school for primary and secondary school, and so he actually can't read and write Mandarin at all. Yeah, but of course he can speak. Yeah, so I remember when I was quite young, I don't know what inspired him to do so, but he actually went to take up calligraphy class. Yeah, those Chinese calligraphy. Yeah, and he started to discover his interest in Chinese tea too. And so he and one of his friend actually go to a lot of different Chinese tea exhibition, and also those tea shops, and try out those tea, and turn out he knows quite a lot about Chinese tea now. Yeah, and yeah, that's quite a lot of Chinese tea at my home, and also those Chinese teapot. Yeah, he actually knows which is like those factory made, or which is those handmade, which is much more valuable. Yeah, because those handmade is just one single, those people that made it can only make one at a time. So yeah, and so the whole thing to me is quite amazing, because imagine he's someone that can't even read Mandarin though, and so even those words on those those Chinese tea packet or what, he don't really understand, or yeah, because he basically can't read it unless someone tell him. So I find this whole thing quite interesting. Yeah, anyway, and another thing that I'm really really proud of him is that he's actually a professional golfer now. So, by the way, this is a side note, yeah. Anyone who's interested in learning golf in Malaysia, feel free to drop me a message and I'll send you his contact. Yeah, my dad is a golf coach now. So yeah, anyone interested in learning, yeah, just drop me a message, yeah. So, okay, back to the story. So, back in my memory, he's been playing golf for maybe 20 years now. Yeah, when I was in primary school, I always heard him joining different competition and getting champion and won some prize like TV those back home, which is kind of excited for a kid to see. Yeah, you know, when you come back home and see, oh yeah, there's a new TV at home, and probably we might ask like, oh, who bought it or something, but turns out it's actually things that my dad won back, which makes this even more meaningful. Yeah. So, every time when I got to know that, oh yeah, this thing or that thing is actually a prize that my dad won, it actually makes me feel so, so, so proud back then. Yeah. So, he's someone that he has to play golf every single day or else he feels uncomfortable. So imagine how hard it is for him to stay at home not playing golf at all during COVID time. That was funny. Yeah, he actually tried to buy something that can kind of assimilate at least practicing golf or something, but yeah, it didn't turn out well. So he tried to participate in many different competitions, and a few years back he actually passed the professional qualification exam. So from what I know from him, that there's actually two types of this qualification exams in Malaysia. The first one, you have to maintain a certain ranking or else you will lose that qualification. If you maintain it, then you can renew it every year. I think he has been renewing that one for about 8-9 years now. Yeah, then another one that he actually just gotten it two years back. Yeah, that one is like you are qualified for 4 hours. Yeah, so so for the first qualification exam, I remember that time he was ranked the first in that exam, and news reporter actually interviewed him, and the whole thing was published on newspaper sports section in the Star, if I'm not wrong. Yeah, I think it's the Star. Yeah, so after the news came up, I was so proud of him. Imagine you're seeing your dad on newspaper and it's like half a page though. Yeah, it just makes me feel so proud of him. Yeah, and I'm really happy that he got to achieve his goals. Yeah, I know sometimes, like, because joining all this competition and also this qualification exams, actually you need to spend quite a lot in those, like, registration fee, and sometimes if it's far away from home, they need to rent an Airbnb or book a hotel or something like this, which requires you to spend money. Yeah, and sometimes you need someone to help you carry your golf set during the competition itself, and yeah, that makes me spend money as well. So sometimes my mom was like, you're going to spend money again and stuff, but still my dad, yeah, he has got those very determined kind of spirit that he will keep on going, although, you know, yeah, my mom is not saying all the good thing all the time. Yeah, I'll say my mom's encourage him, but not all the time. Sometimes she might still feel frustrated. Yeah, anyway, after that, a few years back, I think, if I'm not wrong, it's just 2 years back. Yeah, so he actually went to another professional exam which will qualify him for this professional status for forever. Yeah, so I mean for your lifetime. Yeah, so that one will qualify him to become a coach after, I can't remember, 1 year or 2 years of supervision under people. Yeah, so now he's a coach now. So anyone interested, just let me know. And if you ask me, the one thing that I'm really admire and would love to learn from him is, if there's a problem, don't give up and just try different ways to get them solved and be determined to achieve whatever you want. He has shown me that, I mean, across all these different examples that I raised up just now, yeah, he showed me that with enough determination, passion and hard work, you're able to achieve what you want. Yeah. It's not just, you know, people sitting there and saying, nah, just work hard and you get there. It's actually from real life example that he really did that. And for me, I'm really so proud of him. He's my dad. And yeah. And I guess that's all for this episode today. I just really wanted to say, like, yeah, thank you so much for being my dad and taking care of me for all these years, and I'm really proud of you, and I hope I'll make you proud one day too. Yeah, I guess that's it for this episode today, and thank you everyone for listening. If you have any comments or anything that you'd like to share with me, feel free to comment down below or drop me a message. drop us a message on our social media. Yeah. Or else I'll see you guys next week. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the podcast. If you enjoyed, do share with your friends and family and leave us a review on the Apple Podcast. If you're not using an Apple device, you can leave a review on the Apple Podcast website with the link in the show notes. If you have any feedback or thoughts which you hope that we'll discuss in the future, feel free to email them to us at hello@inkdots.com, or alternatively, you can send us a private message on our Facebook, Instagram or Twitter with the username of inktotspod. Thanks again, and see you all next week. Bye-bye.